This is the national public broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader. The following khutbah, our sermon in English, was delivered Friday, May the 11th, the year 2001, at the Ephraim Baha Community Center in Chicago, Illinois. Your lecturer, a khatib, is Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi al-kareem, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. We praise Allah, we witness that He's one, and we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Qur'an was revealed more than 14 centuries ago, is His servant and His messenger. The prayers and the peace be upon him, and what follows of that salutation. We ask Allah to forgive us our errors, our shortcomings, our sins. Have mercy on us and guide us. It is written in the Quran that if God does not guide, you are not guided. Mankind cannot be guided except with the help of God. God has to guide the humanity. And for many, many generations, thousands of generations, man was in darkness. Mankind was in darkness. He didn't know his destiny. He didn't know that he was to be a civilized society, a human society, distinguished from the animals, the apes, wolves, dogs. He thought he was just another animal. That's what history tells us of primitive man, savage man. And he lived like an animal. He copied the animals. He even worshiped animals. Some animals were gods. And it took God to inspire him. And God told the angels, he say, I'm creating a khalifa in the earth. And the angels were not comfortable with that. They feared that there would be bloodshed if man would be given that kind of authority. That tells us that the situation was in the hands of the angels. God had left the situation in the hands of the angels to reward and punish. But now God is telling the angels that I'm going to make a creature that I can guide myself. I can guide. I will guide him. And he will have free will. He will be created in the way that would permit him to reject me or accept me. So the angels naturally were fearful of that. And God said, wait until I have given him of my spirit. Then you make your submission to him. And we know the complete story in the Quran of the creation of man. It's in the Quran for us to read, and I'm sure imams have made that clear to you, have given it to you from the Quran. My purpose in giving it here are just slightly making some references to it, some small references to it, is to say what I started out with, and that is, man cannot be guided except by God. If he's not guided by God, then he's going to disgrace himself. He'll disgrace the wonderful creature that God intended for him to be. He'll be a disgrace. He'll be shameful. Yes. And God says that he formed us in the bellies of our mothers. In the bellies of our mothers. And we know we are formed in the womb of our mother, and we know that the stomach gets mighty big. So God is speaking to us. Men see their wives growing, you know. So God is saying to us, for we know that he formed us in the bellies of our mothers. And he says that he has put us in three covers of darkness. Three covers of darkness. And he also says that he sent Muhammad, the prophet, a mercy to all the world, as is written, to take us out of the darkness into the light. Out of the darkness into the light. The prophet Abraham, upon him be peace. He was searching. What am I to worship as a god? And the story goes that he was observing the outer world, the natural world, and he was attracted to the skies, those great objects up there, moving in order and never seeming to change their discipline. He was attracted to that, you see? And he watched and watched and watched, and he was disappointed with everything he saw. Even the sun itself, which rose in the morning, he had sat all night watching the sky. And it rose in its splendor, and he praised it. He glorified over it. But when it set, he said, no, my God is not one to set. So he couldn't even accept the sun, the glorious sun. And he said, the one behind this, all of this, the one who made all of this, that's the God. And we are giving him in Quran and in Bible too as the father also of all people. And the Quran has it leader, imam for all. And the Bible has it father for all. Yes, and we know in Islam he's also father, though he's called leader for all. Because our prophet, peace be upon him, he addressed him, Father Ibrahim. So we know that he's a father also for us in Islam. He's our father, second father after our first natural father, Adam, peace be upon them. So God is the one to guide. If we have no guidance from God, we have no guidance. And God also mentions in Quran that he is the one who have given us not one path, but paths. It's in the plural. Subluna, from Sabil, one path. Sabil Allah, one path, the path of God. Then he gave us also Subluna. Subluna, that's path, plural, paths. Now, we can make many comments and many, I would say, guesses. What are the passages that he was referring to? Like when he said he made us in the bellies of our mothers, we have experience. We know what he's talking about. Well, if he said he has given us our path, you should recognize your own path. Understand, firstly, any path you take, you wouldn't have it. It wouldn't be possible for you if God hadn't made you the way you are and made the world the way it is. Yes, but this is referring directly to, or specifically to, the path of intelligence, the path of intelligent search. This is referring to the paths of science, astronomy, chemistry. These are the paths that God have guided us to. And we wouldn't have these paths if it was not for God. How did we find them? We didn't find them in our dreams. No human being on this earth, since it's been in existence, found mathematics in a dream, or found chemistry in a dream, or found astronomy in a dream, or found economics in a dream. All of this is found by studying the environment that God made and using the tool of intelligence that he gave us when he created us. So now it's clear in my mind that what he means when he says he is the one who has guided all, the prayer for one says, we would not have guidance if you had not guided us. And again, you are the one who gave us our path. Who gave us our path. But God wants us to appreciate all of these paths, but not make none of these paths the most important path. And understand that when God says he gave us these paths, God means these paths will lead to him. If you have the right heart and spirit and soul, mind, and a state of soul, mathematics will lead you to God. Astronomy will lead you to God. Chemistry will lead you to God. Many scientists were not God worshiping people, but science, their studies of science, the experiments as a scientist, brought them to be faithful to God.
Right.
They understood that there's a God behind that. This is wonderful. Yes. This is what Islam does for us that other religions, that, as I know them, maybe there's a religion I don't know about, or something in some of these religions I don't know. But to my knowledge, let me put it that way, to my knowledge, no other religion gives us this kind of clear understanding of our creation and our place in this creation, our job in this creation as human beings. What are we to do? How are we to live? And who are we to give our worship to? None of these religions gives it as clear as the Quran, as Muhammad the Prophet's teachings, and as our own intelligence when we apply our intelligence to the study of the Quran and Muhammad.
Right. Right.
We really don't need anything but that. We ourselves can begin as atheists, not believing in a God. We can begin as a communist, not believing in the God of Islam. And if we, even as a Christian, or a Jew, or a Buddhist, if we're sincere, if we study the Quran with no prejudice, prejudgments, opinions that's keeping us from giving the fair, giving it a fair shake. If we do that, we're going to come to the conclusion that God is the one that created everything, and our purpose on this earth is to serve that God above everything else. And in the conclusion of this part of this khutbah, God says, what we sacrifice to him does not reach him. Your money, your blood of animals and stuff on them, and your sacrifice, he says, does not reach him. What reaches him, he says, is your obedience. Your obedience reaches him. So he created us to obey, and that's how we serve him. We obey him, not give him money. The money is for us. Praise be to Allah. So I conclude by saying, I thank Allah for the strange way that I was brought to Islam. I thank Allah because it has made it possible for not only us, but for any people who want to come to Islam in a very excellent way to have that opportunity. If whites are converted by our dawah, they are fortunate. They could be converted by somebody else's dawah. Allahu Akbar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wansurna 'ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Amin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد We praise God الحمد لله رب العالمين The Lord sustainer of all the worlds And we witness that Muhammad to whom the Quran it was revealed is his last prophet the seal of the prophets his servant and his messenger and a mercy to all mankind We praise God. We associate none in worship with him. We put his word and his guidance over all guidance. We question all light by his light, under his life, in his life. And we want to be the best community. We want nothing less than that. And Allah says that He has made us the best community. You are the best community evolved for mankind. Raised up, evolved, means brought out. Ukhrijat means brought out. And didn't Moses bring people out of the world of Egypt? The world of darkness? He brought them out. And our prophet is called in the Quran a man like Moses, sent to bring us out of the darkness into the light. But he cannot do that except that we accept to be purified. So let us love purification. Let us love clean language. Let us love intelligent speech. Intelligence purifies the tongue. Yes. The savage tongue was very dirty. But with education, his tongue got cleaner and cleaner. So Islam is also the highest education. And it will bring us to the highest form of civilization. And we should desire to be our best, not halfway. Don't want to be half your best. Always want to be your best. It doesn't mean you're going to be your best, but you're going to be in a situation to do better with it if you want your best than you would be if you just want half of your best. I see so many children doing their homework, going to school, and they're making half effort. If those same children would shoot for the whole effort, they could bring their grades up. Islam does not invite us to be less than what Allah has created us to be. And Allah has created us to be the model human that Muhammad was. He is the model. He is the perfected man. Perfected man. He is the perfected man. The Arabs called him among their theologians or their learned people, the ulama. And the imams, they call him Rajulun Kamil. Rajulun Kamil. It means complete man. And Allah chose him because he was the complete man. Yes. Now, I look at my past life, and I see my brother here too. I look at our past life. We never went after less than our best. We were influenced to do that. We were taught by my father, by the Nation of Islam, to do your best. Do your best. And that's what we did. And if we hadn't, we wouldn't be as successful as we are now. Yes, yes. So know that this is Islam too, you know. But we think just praying five times a day, that's Islam. That's sleep if you don't have the light. Yes. What did Muhammad say to the man that they brought to him, a special man? Peace and blessings be upon our prophet. They say, this man, we want to present him to you. He prays and he fasts. He does all the things. Muhammad the prophet said, and who takes care of him? They said, we do. They said, then you're better than he. Now, I'm sure that came as a big surprise to some of them who were feeling bad because they didn't make all their prayers, feeling bad because they didn't fast every day in Ramadan or every year. They were feeling bad. So they're lifting this angel up. They lifted him up. And the prophet says, you're better than he is because you're taking care of him. Now let us pray. That's enough. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Amen.
Be sure to join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American Society Leader. More on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733 or write Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.